Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. We gotta praise him every day. We praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. We've got to praise his blessed name. We've got to praise Ahaya. We give him all the praise. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. We gotta praise his blessed name. Yeah. We've got to praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. Got to praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. In the name of Yeshaya, the name above all names, we praise Ahaya every day. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. Praise his blessed name. We got to praise his blessed name. Praise Ahaya through Yeshaya. We praise his blessed name. Yes, we do. We give him all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Praise Ahaya every day. We got to give him all the praise. You know, he is worthy. Ahaya, Ashar, Ahaya, I am that I am, is worthy of all the praise. Worthy of all the honor, glory, and thanksgiving. Yes, he is worthy of all praise. Worthy of all honor. And shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise. And she's next door at her daughter's. And she said to tell everyone shalom for her. And praise Ahaya for everything. You know, we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio, Anchor.fm, Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163. And you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 to 365 days a year, depending on the calendar you use. But we ourselves, we use Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. The sun, the moon, and the stars. Praise Ahaya. Through Yeshaya. Or Enoch chapters 71 through 77. And give us a call at 407-476-7163. You may have a praise report you would like to share or a testimony to give. Or you may want to discuss something with us. Or you may need prayer. Or want to pray for somebody. Give us a call at 407-476-7163. And praise Ahaya for everything. You know, Yeshaya is coming back. And we need to be ready for that day. Because no one knows the day or the hour that he's coming. You know, he don't even know. The angels don't know. No one knows but the Father. Ahaya, Esha, Ahaya. When Yeshua comes back. Think about that. I mean, what do y'all think about it? Give us a call at 407-476-7163. And we're at 7:51 p.m. here in Oklahoma by Lake Texoma, Central Daylight Time, or Standard Time, however they say it. And I think this is what they would call March 23rd. And you know, on the 25th, they have a blood moon coming. Is that the bad moon they say that they see arising? You know, like that song? Well, anyways, you know, it does talk in the scriptures. We could go to the book of Joel, J-O-E-L, and it talks about a blood moon. And okay. That's before Amos. Yeah. Okay, it goes in here. Let's see, verse 27, or verse 26, verse 20, and now verse 23. Now, we're going to start at verse 21 of Joel chapter 2. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for Ahaya will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Ahaya your Elohim. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. Okay. The cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of Ahiah, your Elohim, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Yasharallah, and that I am Ahiah, your Elohim, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Okay, come so-called Monday night, the 25th of March, 2024, this is going to happen. Okay, it's saying the sun shall be turned into darkness, but that won't be until April 8th. And the moon into blood. The moon into blood, yeah, they're saying that Monday night's going to be a blood moon. Well, it does talk before the great and the terrible day of Ahiah comes. So the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of Ahiah cometh. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Ahiah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Ahiah hath said, and in the remnant whom Ahiah shall call. So think about that. So it's talking about a blood moon before that great and terrible day of Ahiah coming. Well, we can preset it with Acts chapter 2, I think. Verse 17, okay, verse 16, Acts 2, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith Ahiah, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of a higher come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the highest shall be saved. Think about that. We can go to Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Adam in heaven. Okay, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Adam coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Okay, think about that. They've got this big eclipse coming, the solar one, in April, the 8th, April the 8th. Okay, 23rd, okay, 24th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 31. 2, 3, about 15 days, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, I'm not sure, but praise the higher though that we need to be ready. We don't know what day, what hour the Son of Man is coming, because some people says, been saying that for years. Oh, he should have, but the thing is, if we're not looking for him to come, isn't that about when he will come? And if we are trying to think he's going to come, then he probably won't. Because then if he comes when people's expecting him, and he says he's coming like a thief in the night, think about that. You know, Yeshua's coming back. We do need to be ready. But then, we don't know the day or the hour of us dying either. Our government might even decide to start World War III. We don't know. We We don't know. They could. I mean, they could be plotting. And you never know the day or the hour of that to come. Like I've said in previous broadcasts, they're up to something. A government agency that's got a contract talking about massive depopulation next year. Next year. Not even, I mean, it might not even be a year. $90 million Americans. Wow, there's like 330 million now. They must know something we don't. Why is the population going to be like that? Could it be the ones who took the vax? Could it be nuclear war, biological? They're talking about during this eclipse. They claim they've done it at the Great American Eclipse of 2017, but NASA's wanting to put bacteria on balloons and put it up to the atmosphere. So everybody can breathe and I guess get something, and I don't know. They better not be plotting stuff. But then again, what can anybody do? They are funded. They make billions a year, probably billions a month. And NASA means to deceive in Hebrew. Imagine that. But you know, we need to be ready for when Yeshua comes back. And I do believe, and my wife believes too, that all this military buildup is mainly for, they think that they're going to be able to take Yeshua and his army out. How can they do that? They think they can team up with Satan and his angels. When Satan and his angels gets kicked out of heaven, if they're kicked out of heaven, how can they go back to where they got kicked out of? Think about that. If you got kicked out, how are you going to go back? They're wanting to destroy all the people. The devil and his angels are laughing at everyone. They're laughing, going, ha, 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 we've deceived y'all. We've deceived y'all. Y'all are all deceived. You know something? You better search the scriptures. You better pray. And seek a highest face. and turn from your wicked ways. Plain as day, let's go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. So if my people, which are called by my name, if you're called by his name, and humble yourself and pray, and seek, it says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. So you got to humble yourself and pray. And he says, and seek my face. So you got to seek a highest face and turn from their wicked way. You got to turn from your wicked way. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So he will heal your land. He will hear from heaven and forgive your sin and heal your land. If you will humble yourself and pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked way. So where are you coming from, James? Evangelist James? Well, I'm coming from this way. You can pray all you want if you don't humble yourself and pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked way. He ain't going to hear you if you don't. So you better humble yourself and pray. We know a lot of people don't want to pray because they're too proud. They think that they can do it all. And you better humble yourself and pray. And you better seek a highest space. And you better turn from your wicked ways too. If you want to be heard. If you want to be forgiven. If you want your land healed. You better do all four of those of what is said there. Because the highest is not playing games. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. We're going to do the whole chapter. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Ahayah hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. Think about that. Ahayah saying, hear, O heavens, and give ear, earth, O earth. Because he's spoken, he's saying he's nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against him. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib, but Yasharallah doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken Ahayah. They have provoked the Holy One of Yasharallah unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. Wow. He's talking about and calling them sinful nation, corruptors and evildoers, and how they provoked him and they went backwards. And talking about your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate and overthrown by strangers. This sounds a lot like the United States now. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land, strangers devour it in your presence. That's what's going on now. Strangers devouring it. Talking about those migrants coming in from all over the world. And it is desolate and overthrown by strangers. Shalom, my love.
Shalom. We're in a broadcast.
Yes, my love. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except Ahayah of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant. I had it on fan.
Mm-hmm. I know, honey.
We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of Ahayah, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the Torah law of our Elohim, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice unto me, saith Ahayah? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats.
Mm-hmm.
When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand? To tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the callings of assemblies. I love you. I cannot away with it. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hand, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil.
Isaiah chapter 1?
Yep.
Oh.
And learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow.
Mm.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Higher. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Well.
Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool.
Mm-hmm.
If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, and ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of Ahiah hath spoken it.
Mm-hmm.
How is the faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Thy silver is become dross, thy wine mixed with water, thy princes are rebellious, and companions of thieves. Every one loveth gifts and followeth after rewards. They judge not the fatherless, neither doth the cause of the widow come unto them. Therefore, saith the sovereign Ahiah of hosts, the mighty one of Yasharallah, I will ease me of mine adversaries and avenge me of mine enemies. And I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross and take away all thy 10, and I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake Ahiah shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which ye have desired, and ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as tow, and the maker of it as a spark, and they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them.
Hmm.
And what I was getting at in here about this is, okay, there's people that is for eating lamb, people against eating lamb, people for saying that, well, you've got to do this. This is commanded. And it says right here, it says to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Higher. I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he goats.
We've all been lied to.
And then he says, when ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? And then he says, bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto him. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, he says he will hide his eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, he will not hear. Why? Your hands are full of blood. What blood? The blood of those sacrifices, those animals. And sometimes people, because some of them would get what? They would.
We have to be willing to hear what the Spirit, Kadosh, Mother Ruach, yeah, is saying, don't we? I was just thinking today how thankful I am that I've woke up.
That's right.
You know, Ahaya's woke me up. So
there's a lot of things we're learning together.
We're still waking up, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I read some earlier in the book of Joel.
We don't believe you should kill animals.
And we believe you should not take those vaccines either. Because those vaccines, you know that vacca, which is where they got the word vaccine from, means cow. It means cow, mm-hmm, in Latin. Y'all can look up V-A-C-C-A. Why would that be on the vaccine?
We haven't had animal meat, eaten animal flesh in what?
Almost 2 years. April 18th. I was letting them know come Monday there's supposed to be a blood moon.
And, you know, I had never... I don't know. We're just learning, and we are just waking up, and we're learning that we're supposed to keep the biblical feasts and not the holidays. So we've been learning that for a while.
But it's saying this here that he's saying now. Your new moons and your appointed feast. My soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them.
Right.
Why? Because they put all that animal meat into the feast.
Yeah. Killing those little lambs. Yeshua was the sacrifice.
Yeah.
There should be no more.
No, but they are looking at it as... It is said in there, but really,
I could never eat lamb for so long. And one time I had lamb, you know, for the first time. And we were talking about that earlier in 2016, yeah. I believe. Let me see. No, it would have been
2010.
Yeah, or 11, somewhere around there, probably. And so then we would have, James and I had it, we thought it was probably lamb at Arby's, you know, the gyro or gyro, whatever how they say
the
it.
The Greek one.
The Greek one. But, you know, nevertheless, we've learned that we shouldn't eat animal meat. And if you listen back in these prior broadcasts on this platform, there's broadcast that talks about when I grew up as a child and about the animal killing and things. And it's hurtful to me to share. So I don't share a lot, but I share a little, don't I?
Yeah.
Because it's very, you know, touching to me. And you can go back in there. But it's truth, you know. I even knew as a young child there was something wrong with killing of little animals. Or big animals, really.
Yeah. Well, you know what to do, though, what it would say in Exodus chapter 12? Speak ye unto all the congregation of Yisraelah, saying, in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, foreign house. And if the household be too little, okay, they're to take the lamb into the house with them. I guess treat it like the family and stuff, because it's going to be the thing for the sin offering.
Uh-huh.
And then,
you know,
on the 14th day, they kill them.
And if you all pray for Ahiah to show you the truth, in the mighty name of Yeshua, he will. Just like he showed James and I the true name of our Savior.
Yeshua.
And also, we learned that we're to keep the Genesis 1, 29, and 30 diet. We've learned the names, you know, and we know that, you know, we could go into the name thing, but we don't have to. And you can listen back in the prior broadcast to any of these and see what we believe about that and what the truth is. And
we know people will bring up, because somebody brought up something, thinking they were going to bring it up to, right here, this says it, you ain't, you know, right and stuff, because I bring that Timothy 4, you know.
Well, go ahead and explain it, because they don't know. You
okay. 1 Timothy chapter 4, where it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which Elohim hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of Ahiah is good.
Well, meat
and nothing
fruit
to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving.
Or none.
For it is sanctified by the word of Ahiah in prayer. They're saying every creature of Ahiah.
But
that means
really
you can eat pig, or you could eat.
But that's what they're looking at it like. But what is meat?
Also, anything that can be food. It can be the vegetables, it could be the meat in the watermelon.
We just have to usher him out. It's the truffle.
Triple, or treatment or something. It's the
what people think are mosquito hawks, but they're not. I don't know. But anyway.
Anyways, they talk about that commanding to abstain from meats, okay? We're not commanding to abstain from meats. We're just saying, hey, back in Genesis chapter 1,
but
is the diet
be
that
any
we
food?
Were commanded.
Is,
and Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon
the
face of
all the earth. That's what I'm trying to say from back there. Could the meat that they're speaking of actually be that meat that you're speaking of there?
Yeah, because and every tree in the which is a fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat.
Okay, and then what does it say right after that in the next chapter? I mean, the next verse.
And every beast of the earth and every fowl of the air and everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Every green herb.
For them to eat. And for us, every tree yielding seed and all the herb bearing seed, which includes the green herb too.
Nothing was to eat flesh.
No.
Not even the beast.
They got that way through the fall.
Through the giants. The Nephilim. Wasn't it? The fallen angels.
Yeah, possibly the animals too. Yeah, got to eating the meat due to that.
You know, we got to stay on the straight and the narrow. And Yeshua was an Essene.
Yeah.
He did not eat animal meat.
And they will put a little stuff to suit them when they go to doing translations.
And won't you all hear this truth preached here on Repent Radio on Spotify from Evangelist James and I, Evangelist Louise, then it's your free will, I suppose, whether
you take it or you don't.
Yes. So we pray that Ruach Kadosh would show you.
That's right.
In Yeshua's mighty name.
In Yeshua's mighty name.
The truth. Because it's straight. And the way is narrow. Straight and narrow is the way. And there'll be few that find it. It's what scriptures say. So we're here to shine the light. And also we have to have the light shine. And we get the most of it through the scripture, through Ruach Kadosh, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We can't follow man. There's no way.
We follow Yeshua.
But you all, we have to listen and learn from one another. But we don't follow each other.
That's right.
We follow the Most High through Ruach Kadosh and Yeshua.
Now, Paul would say in here that follow me as I follow Christ.
There you go.
So, you know, he's saying for them because that way they know they are following Christ by following him because he's following.
Mm-hmm. We really need to do a Mixler. Because we got a lot to tell. We've been out on the road for several days and got back. And how Ahaya kept us from going up north right now. But soon we'll be going, I believe, north. If it be his will. Y'all pray for us. Because we ask God.
Yeah, I'm sensing we need to leave in the next few days and go to Texas. Go down to...
toward Houston.
Yeah.
Y'all pray for us. Pray for a highest will to be done in His direction in our lives.
And then we can come back up and go north. Or wind up going to...
pray for your neighbors, too.
Yeah, or go to wind up going to Florida first. Yeah, pray for your neighbors.
We never know until Ahaya sends us out. We'll know when we go.
Yeah.
And everything, y'all pray, our windshield wipers stop working, but I think it's a very temporary thing that can be fixed very quickly.
Yeah. And
that's what we're here for. We have a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line.
And that number is 407-476-7163.
And you can call in and give praise reports, prayer requests, testimonies. Something you'd like to talk about, that's the place to do it right there. And we'll see that it gets out on many platforms so the light can be shined to help others.
That's right.
We're here to strengthen the body and to build up one another and edify. What do you say?
Edify.
Ahaya.
Yeah.
Through Yeshaya.
That's right. Give Him all the praise, honor, and glory.
Mm-hmm. He is worthy. But anyway, we're about to the end of this broadcast. That's why I was talking about Mixler there for a minute. Because we can do quite a bit on there. 3 hours, you know.
Yeah, so y'all can...
go to Mixler.
Y'all can go to Mixler.
.com and look for Scriptures Across the World. And look under events.
Yeah.
And you'll see us there. And you'll be able to find the recordings if we're not live.
That's right. And
if we're not live under events, then just click on recordings. And you'll see all the ones that we've got there. But you all can call in there as well. At 407-476-7163.
And if y'all get us live, y'all can talk to us for 3 hours on there.
Mm-hmm. You may have a message you'd like to bring. And we would give you the airtime to do it. You can also text on there as well on Mixler.
Yeah.
In the chat room.
That's right. They give you a chat room on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have one on this one.
But you can call in on this one, though. We got a call one time from Brother Kenyon.
Yeah.
Kenan. Over in another country.
Belize.
Yeah. So, you know, I wish somebody would do that again. Y'all look around there on the platform when you're listening in.
Yeah, and give us a...
it doesn't matter if it's pre-recorded. It'll still get out.
Yeah, we'll put it on there.
We've got his on there still, I believe.
Yeah, so we do, and we've got it on
one or two of
the...
we need to play it on the Mixler. So you can do things like that. We'll probably bring some of our broadcasts from Anchor over on the Mixler and bring some few of the, you know, top... points out of some of those broadcasts,
yeah,
over on Mixler, you know, and let them air on there.
We can, yeah.
I was called and chosen for this radio stuff. I saw a flaming microphone in my vision, along with a motorhome. Ahaya told me, you do my will and you get the scriptures, the word across the world. And this RV will be the roof over your head as well. So I got a roof over my head, but I promised Father Almighty, Ahaya, that I would always take the gospel
across the world.
Across the world.